They called themselves the Young Lords, a group of young, revolution-minded Latinos. They formed a branch in New York City in the late 60s. It wasn't long before they were under watch by the FBI and the New York Police Department. Now, the history of the Young Lords is revisited in an exhibition spread across three cultural centers in New York. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang has more.
One of the founders of the Young Lords in New York City almost started a group called the Brown Tigers. They were inspired by the Black Panthers and wanted to start a Puerto Rican counterpart to the militant nationalist group in 1969. So they put on purple berets and hit the streets.
In many ways, they gave the Puerto Rican community a big coming out party in the city.
Johanna Fernandez, a history professor at Baruch College, is one of the exhibition's curators. She's also writing a book on the Young Lords.
Part of what the Young Lords bring to the history of the civil rights and Black Power era is a perspective that illustrates the condition of oppression and racism experienced by other minority groups.
The Young Lords included African Americans as well as Dominicans and other Latinos, but many were the children of migrants from Puerto Rico. All faced high unemployment, police brutality, and drug abuse in some of New York's poorest neighborhoods in the 1960s and 70s, as former member Juan Gonzalez recalled in the 1996 documentary, Palante Siempre Palante.
We all had a tremendous sense that our people did not deserve the kind of situation and the kind of condition that we were living under. That our parents had worked just as hard as anyone else to make a better life for us, and for some reason, we weren't succeeding.
The Young Lords swept sidewalks, piled trash into the middle of the street, and set it on fire. That's how they got city officials to improve trash collection in Spanish Harlem. Later, they took over a church to run a free breakfast program for children, and co-founder Felipe Luciano held a press conference outside.
This is going to happen to any institution and any oppressed community that does not respond to the needs of the people. Right on.
Did you ever imagine your work in your early 20s would end up
in a museum in the Bronx? No.
Denise Oliver Velez was the first woman elected to the Young Lords Central Committee. She recently visited the Bronx Museum of the Arts, which is housing one part of the new exhibition on the Young Lords. In this gallery, black and white photos from street protests hang across from a wall of pages from the group's bilingual newspaper.
There was no YouTube, there was no Twitter, so the paper was the backbone of the organization. We not only communicated with it, but we also financed ourselves on sales of the newspaper every day.
This has been Palante, the Young Lords Organization radio show.
The Young Lords took to the airwaves every week to talk about topics like racism, Marxism, and gender equality. Johanna Fernandez says their calls for the independence of Puerto Rico from the U.S. drew the attention of the FBI's counterintelligence program.
The Young Lords, like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and the Black Panthers, were the subject of investigation, and there was a conscious attempt to disrupt and undermine the activism of the organization.
By the mid-1970s, infighting and disagreement over the Young Lords' mission led to their downfall. Eventually, some of its veterans funneled their activism to teach at colleges or work in government and in the media. Gloria Rodriguez joined the Young Lords when she was 18. Now she runs a women's community center in the Bronx. She says the Young Lords helped forge a model of Latino activism and fearlessness.
The fearlessness was fueled by a very strong commitment to making a better life, a better world.
And she says, a better existence for our people. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.